I'd like to start in the First Corinthians 13. And I just want to isolate a scripture here. 11th verse. Apostle Paul says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." Now, he may have been referring to talking about the difference between this earthly existence and the making a comparison between the heavenly. But that's a truth that he spoke of. What it's like to be a child, and when you're a child, you can't help but doing it. I expect my children to act like children, and they've never let me down. They've never acted like adults. They start off and they act. Now, wait a minute. I said that too quick. They do act like adults sometimes, or at least the way adults act sometimes. But I expect them to have certain ways about them. Mostly they're a little territorial when they're little. They have an item, and one of the first words that they say with clarity is mine. That's mine. Mine. That's a child. And Paul said, "When I was a child, I thought like a child." I remember in my life when someone asked me one time, they said, "Marty, you want this candy bar?" And I said, "No, I don't believe I want a candy bar." And when I said it, I thought, "What's happening to me? I've never turned down a candy bar before." Well, I was growing up. Things were changing in my life. And children will act like children. We expect them to act like children, but we also expect them to grow up. I expect them to see development in their life. I expect for my children at a certain age to quit saying, "Mine. That's mine, and I don't want you to have it." I expect a difference of attitude. I expect the thoughts to be different than that. We all expect there to be more understandings as they go of what they ought to do in life and those kind of things. And Paul said, "When I become a man, I put away childish things." And what my burden is tonight, I believe it's the Lord's burden tonight. And I don't want this to be cut down or anything like that. But the thought that I have was grow up. I think it's well into time that we grow up. Grow up to God. Grow up to be adult in the Lord. God needs adult people. God needs, you know, my children sometimes come running to me or their mother and say things like, they suck their tongue out at me. Or they say, "Oh, they just said something about me." Those kind of things. And we deal with that kind of thing. But you know, there comes a point in time that you quit running to somebody to say, "They stuck their tongue out at me. They hurt my feelings. They was making fun of me. They was saying certain things." You know, children know how to get reactions out of children. Some children know how to get a reaction, and they want to get a reaction, so they try to get a reaction. But you know, after you grow up a while, people quit trying to get reactions out of you. Now, when I was growing up, they always got a reaction out of me over girls. They did. They always got a reaction. "Oh, Marty likes so-and-so." "No, I get red in the face." "No, I don't." Because he knew they could get a reaction, so they kept doing it as long as there's a reaction. But then there come a day that somebody says, "Oh, Brother Marty," or "Marty likes," and I was, "Who was that?" And it ain't no fun anymore. You know, we learn as we grow up. You learn how to, you grow up to it. You grow up. And I believe the Lord would have all of us to be able to say, Lord, I want to grow up, because we need grown-ups. More and more in the day that we live, we need grown-up Christians. We need a stability. We need a steadying force. We need someone that can stand in the gap and make good, mature decisions about things. Know when to say, no, let's hold off on that and give that some time. Not be hasty about that. Learn some life. See, not too awful long ago, we had some events around in my life, and I remember the folks in my life were getting caught up. There was a lot of pressure on us, and they was getting caught up with things, and before long somebody says something, before long feelings are flying. And you ever notice children have a hard time in a group? I mean, if you get three together, it's almost certainly one's going to have to be out. You know, children have a tendency to be my best friend attitude. We're men, you'll be best friends, and it's hard. I've noticed it with my children many times. It's hard for them to relate sometimes to any more than that. That's a childish way. It really is a childish way. And this thing was going on, and all of a sudden, it seemed like everybody around was. And the Lord pointed on me, encourage them. Encourage them that you need somebody grown up. I started, when I speak to them, and say, oh, this. And I would say, listen, I need some help. What I really need is an adult. Will you be that one? Will you be the one that I can count on in the situation that's not going to fly off suddenly, and not going to get your feelings hurt, because there'll be more enough reason for it to get your feelings hurt, but you're not going to get your feelings hurt. You're going to be an adult. And you're going to be able to stand in that situation. Because I told the ones up home before, I said, listen, what we want, what we desire, our vision for this place is that we'd be a place that when people come in for help, there's enough adults here to be able to get it to them. That there's enough, who's that? It's fearful. It's all these things. But you know, we need somebody that's adult enough, that's lived life and experienced enough to be able to stand up and say, yes, we can handle this. We can handle this. We can pray through this. We can get help to that soul that needs it. We can go through their questioning. We can go through their dispositions that they have that's not like us. We can go through all those things because we've grown up to it. I can have an experience in the Lord now that I don't have to worry about it being robbed because of these things that I'm scared of, because I've grown up a little bit. And I've seen God work in my life. And so the apostle says that when I was a child, yeah, I thought as a child. I acted like a child. And all those things like a child. But when I grew up, I started putting away childish things. We live in a nation that is almost promoting people to go way up into age and not take responsibility. It's almost as if it's saying you can go on and play. Listen, I'm not talking against video games, and I've done a little bit of it too, but I'm going to say something about it. There's more to life than playing and getting wrapped up in that. And at some point, we need to become adults. Now, there's something out there that's called Facebook, and y'all forgive me because I know very little about it. I know you might think that's strange in our day and time, but I've never done it. But I've heard of it. And there's this little phrase that I hear people saying quite a bit. Well, I unfriended them. Now, maybe you know more about it than me, but that's what kind of language we used in the third grade. So if you're out there unfriending people, I just want to tell you, that sounds pretty immature to me. I'm a Christian, and I like, but you're not my friend anymore. Come on now. We need to grow up a little bit to this stuff. Well, what was that made you not a friend or this stuff? I know there's young people out there and all this or that, or I'm a young friend, but it sounds pretty immature to me when you start unfriending somebody. So I'm going to say, Lord, help us that we grow up. Because God needs grown up people. God needs people that can handle the things of life around them, that can handle the events and handle the things and stay there and be solid and secure. Who's going to be able to show them the example for those that are coming beyond? It's going to be the adults. There's been times that I need some adults here. I need somebody that I can say, I know I can count on them. They're not going to move. They're not going to waver. They're going to be the one that says, you know, in my family it gets a little going with the children, and sometimes you got to say, children, now stop that fussing. We're not going to do that. Stop the and bring calmness to the situation. But you know what's really, really bad? When you hear the adults bickering with the children in the same mode and language as the children, it really is not very good. It seems so immature. It shouldn't be that. We ought to have an adult way of doing it. The authority. Having authority as adult. You remember when the centurion said to Jesus, I want you to come, would you heal? And the Lord said, I'll come. He said, no, no need for that. No need to be under my roof. I'm a man under authority, and I'm a man in authority. And I understand authority, so Lord, just speak the word. Because I understand authority. Because when I tell somebody to go, they go. I tell them to come, they come. But I got somebody over me too that tells me to come and go. And I understand authority. And I understand your authority here. And that faith, you know, Jesus said, I've not seen such faith in Israel as this centurion had, because he understood authority. You know where our authority comes from? It doesn't come because my muscles are bigger. It doesn't come because I can manipulate or I got a lawyer type mind that I can outdo you. Authority comes from my relationship with the Lord. And I believe that as parents, as people, we ought to have an authority through Christ to protect the home that's around us. And I believe that. I believe when we begin to give in to the enemy that we're going to tear down the umbrella that's over our home and family. We need adults in the family. We need adults in the church. We need some people that can do some spiritual warfare in our congregations against the enemy that's trying to come in there and stand up with authority. And you're only going to do that if you're an adult. Grown up to it. Been through the things and learned some things and understood some things. And not given to the fighting and squabblings and all of that that happens. Lord, we need adults. We need some spiritual adults. And it's time to put away the childish way. You know, I used to be so affected. I can understand because I was so affected. I was so affected by what people thought and what I was so affected. I wouldn't want to go back through those years for anything. And you could embarrass me so easily. It was so much in there. And you know, I grew up to be a man. None of those things affect me anymore. Very, very little of anything that people do like that affects me anyway. And you know what? I feel like I feel like in my life that if I'm pleasing the Lord, that's all that matters. It don't make me any difference what anybody else thinks or anything like that. If I'm pleasing the Lord, the Lord's going to prove that some way, somehow. Lord, help us. Are you willing to be a candidate to grow up tonight? Now, I don't want this to sound like I'm attacking or anything, but this is a burden of my heart that we grow up in God and be able to stand where we need to stand. Children act like that. Children give up, give in. You know, my children are fed, but we feed our children. We're adults. We feed our children. But at some point, I'm going to expect them to feed themselves. And you know, I expect when I come to services and camp meetings, I expect the Lord to bless the ministry. But I would be ashamed to go and say, tell somebody I'm starving to death. Because I'm a man enough, I'm adult enough, and I've been around long enough to know where the food's at. And when everything else fail me, I can go get something. I know where it's at. And the Lord can bless me, but it's because I've grown up to it. And you and I need to grow up to those things. Listen, I believe somebody that's matured in Christ can't be offended away from His truth. Can't be. Those that have come and said, you've just offended me and I'm going to quit. It never did make sense to me. I'd like to say, grow up. Grow up. It's not the Lord doing that to you. Grow up. Be mature. Do you know perhaps God has intended for you to grow up and then you lead them to salvation? Well, that preacher ought to be. Maybe he needs help. And maybe you're the instrument. Grow up. Grow up. I'd like to look at another scripture. Oh, let's see. Hebrews 5. Oh, let's see. 5 and 12, I think is what I want. Oh, I'm going to go back to 11. It says, of whom ye have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. What is the age? My little daughter, she's turned a year old today. She's 1 year old today. And she can eat pretty much. She's got a couple of teeth and she can start to eat. And we expect that. But yet there's some things that she really can't chew up. And we don't give it to her because she can't handle it yet. She's only a year old. But now I'll expect something different from this time next year. I'll expect her to be eating different stuff in a year. And I expect when she gets older and older that there's going to be more and more that she can eat and be coming right up. And I expect the growth. I expect all those things. That's the way it happens in children. And it's also the way that it was referred to and expected spiritually. There was a time when I got saved. Boy, was I ignorant. I know so little about anything except for the Lord dealt with me and I knew I was lost. And I believed Christ died for me and I was saved. And other than that, I didn't know a whole lot. But I had to grow and grow and grow. And there would come time that there was had to eat stronger and stronger things. And there was things I couldn't have handled before and the Lord withheld them. But there was times that the Lord started putting stronger and stronger things. There was a certain move among the church when I first got saved. And I don't want to speak it out, but you all remember about that time. Back in about 86. And I come out of a lot of confusion and a lot of things. And I don't believe I would have ever been impressed or I would have ever done anything if I'd have saw it at that time. Couldn't have handled it. I was too young in the Lord. It looked like it was been bad. I'd never been able to do it. The Lord hid that from me. I never seen it. Never understood a thing for a long time. And then all of a sudden I started getting information. The Lord started coming out. And you know what? Those things don't move me now. I understand what people can do. Even people I've had confidence in. I've seen people I had confidence in fail. And I've seen that happen. And there was a time where that would have really been hard on me to see somebody that I had confidence in fail. But it don't now. Because I've grown up. I've grown up and I understand. And I put away childish things and I understand the way the things work. And the way the devil works. And the way things are taken advantage of. And I understand that. And the scripture says that when you ought to have been teaching, when you ought to have been teaching, when you ought to have been standing up, when you ought to have been able to support those that are in leadership, when you ought to have been in that kind of place, You're still needing milk. You're still needing somebody to pray you through, get you food. You still need that thing. Listen, that's what it's all there for. And it will go on that way. But what I'm trying to encourage us to today is to grow up. Be willing to start growing up. Be willing to say, I'm not going to be a child about this anymore. I'm not going to be with childish things. But I'm going to take my place of responsibility, because if anything I've noticed about growing up, it's a place of responsibility. I'm responsible where I wasn't responsible for. Dad was always responsible for. He was always responsible for paying the electric bill. Now, and my dad never did do this, but I'm the one now that goes through the house turning the lights off and saying to everybody else to no avail, would you please turn the lights off when you... Listen, that light switch goes two ways. On, off. Into the room, on. Out of the room, off. It's real easy. It's real easy. It's an easy concept. Hey, listen, I'm not tight, or I'm not a greedy person or anything. I just don't want to give mom power any more than I have to. So I want to turn the thing off, and that's the way I live. And you know why? Because I'm responsible. That's why. I grow up and I see, now it ain't dad anymore. Back when it was dad, leave a light on. It ain't daddy, it's me. I'm responsible for this. And I want it to turn out well and the best that it can. So it means something to me. Because I'm responsible. And I want to put away the childish things. And be able to put the things in the right order of my life. I remember I come home from work one time. And a guy flagged me down there in the neighborhood. He flagged me down. And he said, oh, Marty, I got something to show you. You got to see this. Man, he pulls, gets this gun case, and opens it up, and he pulls out this 243, it was a 270. 270, pulls it out, nice big scope. He just put $500-some. Oh, you got to see this, man. It's a nice deer rifle. Boy, we looked at that and all. And the whole time I'm looking at it, I'm sitting there thinking, I know the guy's rent was 3 months late. I know there wasn't enough food in there because the wife had been putting in requests about all this stuff. And here's this guy with his new deer rifle, just as proud as he can, showing his toys off. But when I was a man, when I was a child, I acted like a child. And I wanted the toys that went along with child. But I'm going to tell you, there's a time to put away the toys. There's a time to brace up. Is there anything wrong with new deer rifles? I don't believe so. But is there anything wrong with letting your rent go 3 months and not paying it and buying something? Yes, there is. There's priorities. Man up, men. Man up to the responsibility. This is a God-given responsibility to man up to it. You know, the way we present ourselves is important. It really is. It's important the way we present ourselves. We ought to take a bath. Hey, when I was a child, if mom hadn't have said, Marty, you need a bath, I wouldn't do it. But we ought to present ourselves. We ought to comb our hair. We ought to keep us and present ourselves because we are witnessing for Christ. We ought to have order in our life. We ought to show the world that I can run my time. I am the master of my time. My world around me is mine and mine to do with. When I was a child, I didn't manage anything. But when I got to be a man, I had to start managing things. My bosses never did like me coming late. They always had a problem with it. So I had to man up to it. And I had to get up, if I had to, earlier than I had, so I could make it there so I wouldn't be late on the job or that I could do the job. I was responsible for that. Listen, I couldn't stay up all night doing whatever I wanted to and then try to go do the work. I had to get sleep because I'm responsible for that. Same way spiritually, folks. Same way. We're the managers of our time. And the Lord wants us to grow up. And be adults and take the responsibility. Because who knows how many teachers there really is sitting out there? Who knows how many preachers there is undeveloped How many that should be teaching are still needing to be taught? How many out there that should be taking the responsibility and be that one that we can depend on? That's not dependable. Lord, help us to grow up. Got another scripture? 1 Corinthians 14. Let's see, you're looking for 14 and 20. It says, brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. What its meaning is that little children really aren't malicious. They don't know to be malicious. Oh, they're ignorant and don't understand. But they're really not malicious. My little one, she's not got the capability of being malicious. She's not come that far to be malicious. So he says, as far as being malicious, be like children. You know, a child can have their little deals. You know how children are, the little spats. One reach over and pull the other one's hair, and the other one takes something, and they're squalling and screaming. But you know, 2 seconds later, it doesn't matter to a child. They don't hold grudges. They're not malicious about it or want this one's damaged or hurt or hope that something bad happens to them. So in that regard, be children. But in understanding, don't be children. Don't be children. Grow up. Let the Lord put eyes on you to understand what the motions of things are. To have experience. Experience is a part of an adult word. Experiences that teach us. Have you ever been hurt? Use that experience not to hurt others. Grow up to what that really means and what it is and say, this is where I want to be able to help in this because I'm an adult. I want to be able to be in a place that I can feed others and help others to get to the place that they can be adults too. We need some adults. Are you willing? Are you willing tonight to be an adult? Are you willing to be that one that can stand in the gap and do what you need to do? And to be quiet and control your own tempers and flares and lust and be able to control that in your own life and be an adult. It'll make a difference. It'll make a huge difference. I can speak for the ministry and say this. We really need adults. We want the congregational members to know that we want to know that they're there and they'll back the truth. And they're going to stand for the truth. And I don't have to worry about the devil coming in with something and pulling them away because they're rocks. They're adults. They've grown up to it. And they've made their consecrations and their commitments. And they're going to be there to teach when nobody else is there. And they're going to be there to stand. They're going to be there to pray because they've grown up to prayer. They know how to get a hold of God. They know how to give some nuggets of food when things seem barren. They know how to encourage and inspire with the Holy Ghost. We need adults. Lord help us, we need adults. This says to be, when it comes to being malicious, be like children. Don't hold grudges. Don't fight and bicker and have bitternesses in your heart. But in understanding, be men. Understand what it's all real about. You know, a lot of times the old devil comes in and stirs things up. And this is what this is talking about. That there's somebody there that can say, oh, that's just old devil stirring things up. We need to pray, Lord, to give us peace in all this and defeat the devil. Because that's just the devil. Lord, help us. Look at another scripture with me. Oh, see, it's in the 16th chapter, 1 Corinthians. Thirteenth verse, watch ye. Stand fast in the faith and quit you like men. Be strong. quit ye like men. You know how a man quits? What this illusion is? You know how a man quits? Only if the job's done. You get a hold of something and mean to get it done. Now, you probably heard me tell this story, but it was such an influence in my life. My dad was a very capable man. And he will turn 80 years old this next May. And he's still somewhat of a capable man. But as a younger man, my dad was a capable man. There was a great big rock that was behind our house when the guy built the house in there. Back then there wasn't much equipment, so in those mountains it was all done by shovel and mattock, and he dug it out by hand in there. Hey, that's the way it was done back then. It was done by men, okay? And they dug it out and he put it there, but when this guy got to this rock, he dug around it, but he couldn't move it because it was a great big old sandstone rock and it was hard and he couldn't move it. So he left it there and he built the house in right beside it and left the rock there. My dad ends up at the house some years later and he looks at that and says, that's got to come out of there. Well, there wasn't room to blast it. The house was right up against it. You couldn't blast it. Couldn't get nothing in there to move it or nothing like that. Not that my dad had anything in there except for his muscles to move it anyway. So he went and got a hammer. And our job, I was about first, second grade, and our job when we come home to school was to fill these 5-gallon buckets up with fragments of this rock. That's what our job was. Because every day my dad would come home from work and he'd stand out there 2 feet up on that rock and with that hammer, and he'd stand and swing that hammer. And he'd say there wasn't nothing but smoke and the sound of the hammer on a lot of the hits, but just now he'd hear a crack. And he had pound and pound, and he kept on working at that rock until he built a patio in there. And today there's a patio in there where the rock used to be, and he moved it by hand. And it always impressed me that my dad done that, because he quit like a man. He said, that's got to come out of there. And he kept on swinging and kept on hitting and he kept on doing it until he got it out of there. And I've got such lessons out of that over the years. Lord, help me to be able to stand till the job's done. Not run from it. Not go away from it. God's got something he wants us to do. Something he wants us to accomplish. Sometimes it has to do with another person. I had some people in my life one time and I dealt with them and I talked with them and talked to them about the Lord, and they had seemed real encouraged and inspired, and then they had seemed like they didn't care, and then when they seemed encouraged I was fired up, and when they act like they didn't care I was down, and then finally I told the Lord, I'm dusting the dust off of my pants on them. I'm done. And the Lord said, no, you got that scripture wrong. As long as they're in your life, you don't shake the dust from your life. All right, Lord, they're still there in my life. I was wanting to quit. I wasn't mature. I wanted to quit. I wanted to give up on them. But you know, a man don't quit. He'll swing the hammer again and again and again. And sometimes there's nothing but a little bit of sand dribbles off of it. It seems like you're not doing a thing. But you hit that old rock long and hard enough, it'll work out of there. Years after that event, I grew up to be a young man, had a car, and I got to come up, and where our house was, we didn't have enough parking, and a lot of times somebody would block somebody else in, and I hated to be blocked in, so I decided I was going to dig a little place up beside the house so I could pull my car in up there. So I started to dig in, putting a little drive in there, and I run into a rock about this big around down in there. And I dug around it, and I remembered Dad. Now, Dad was a big one. And I thought, Dad done it, and I can do it too. I went and got the same hammer. Got out there, started pounding. And I'm going to tell you, that was a job. I broke the corners off real easy. But when it got rounded, and there wasn't much place, I hit, and got blisters going on my hand. And finally I worked at it, and I'd come back and next work at it a little bit, and finally I just said, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. I'm not going to be able to use that there for my car, put my car in, because there's just no way to get it out. So one day I come home from work, and I look, and it's gone. The rock's gone. One day, it's gone. I went to Dad and said, what happened to the rock? And Dad said, I went and got my hammer. I got tired of that ugly rock there. that I uncovered. I got tired of it being there, so I went and got my hammer and I busted it up into little pieces. You know what? I hadn't grown up yet. You know what I'm saying? I was grown in body, I was up to a certain age, but a lot of times that 18's not, folks. Can I give you a news bulletin? 18 might be legal, but it doesn't mean maturity. Okay? It's a lot more of life to live after that, and experience is the experience. Do I really believe more decrepit now with 52, I'd be better in shape to move the rock, because it isn't muscle that does it. It's determination. It's maturing to understand that it can happen. I can see to the end of long things. I can see to the end of heartaches. I can see to the end of things in God. I can see to the end of trials. I can see through them. My vision, my faith takes me through to see what it should be. God needs people that's went through the trials and through the fires. He needs the mature ones that can stand up and show the way for the other ones. I know where you're at. I know your hands are bloodied and blistered. But I'm going to encourage you. You keep going. You'll be stronger. And you'll move that obstacle out of your life. We need grown-ups. The church of God needs grown-ups. And may by the grown-ups we have more children to develop all the time. But we need adults. We need people that's going to quit like a man. Which means they're not going to quit until it's done. They're going to get a hold of whatever it is. And they're going to keep a hold of it until it's accomplished. The will of God has been done. And have stayed right there in it. Lord help us. Sometimes we want to run from those trials. We want to get out of there. We want it to have it easier. But the Lord's wanting to stay right there. He's wanting to perfect something, show something, cause us to mature and grow up to it. Oh, I got one more scripture. Over in Hebrews 12. Oh, let's see. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. Discouraged? You remember the time that David had left and the enemy come along into camp and took off with the families, took off with the wives, took off with the stuff. And David comes back. And his men look at that and they say, let's stone David. What kind of leader is this? Let us off here and the enemy come and took our wives away. And the scripture says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. Wasn't nobody there to give it to him, hand it to him. No handouts here, no give outs here. Was nobody to encourage and inspire him. So the scripture says he encouraged himself in the Lord. You know, God's one that won't ever fail you. Others might fail you, but God's not going to fail you. So he encouraged himself in the Lord. Lift up your hands that hang down. Lift up your head that hangs down. Lift up your hands that hang down. Praise the Lord. Can I tell you something that I've learned? I've heard it all my life, but I've learned this of late. There's a lot of victory in praising and thanking the Lord. It ought to be ever on our lips through the days. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah, sure, for the good things that fall on life. But when it looks so sour, I'm going to tell you, you want a good victory? Get in your heart. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to praise my way right through this. That's what an adult will do. I'm not going to quit because of this stuff. I'm going to fight the battle. Give me that hammer. What's it Jeremiah says? Is my word not like a hammer? Yeah, it is. Give me that word to break this stuff to pieces with. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. I'm glad you're above it all, Lord. I know that you're above it all. It looks like it's going haywire to me, but it ain't haywire in your world. You're in control of it all. And I want to praise God for it. Lift up your hands. Lift it up. Learn how to grow up to it. Grow up and learn how to find God. Encourage the Lord. Be encouraged in the Lord. Encourage yourself in the Lord. So the hands that hang down and the feeble knees. It says, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. All right? It's a burden. We need those that will make straight paths. I thank God for those that went before us and made straight paths, that showed us the way everlasting, that showed us through all their trials and places that there is somebody that has went it before us. Human beings, faithful men of God, have walked and trod before us, and the Lord is helping. And Paul said, those words, follow me as I follow Christ. Don't follow if I don't follow Christ, but follow me as I follow Christ, because I'm making straight paths for my feet. I've grown up. And I'm an adult. Now I make good decisions. I'm making good decisions and follow in the path, the straight paths that's worked, that's encouraged and inspired. I love the old stories and the old testimonies of the saints. I love the way God's worked with them in their lives. Brother Vader McMillan had a car wreck. It was all busted up. Hope against hope. He trusted in the Lord. But busted up. They knew he was busted up. He testified to us that he told the doctor, I want to go home. You can't go home like that. He said, I want to go home. The doctor ended up saying, you're a big boy. You want to go home? You can go home. I don't recommend it, but you can go home. And the Lord healed him. Put him back together. He was all busted up. But God put him back together. You know, he made some straight places, I think. I think some things can be healed. He grew up. He didn't condemn others. He wasn't dogmatic. He loved his Christ. He believed the one that had helped him all those years could help him again. And he did. You know, that's what we want to present. I don't want to present the way of God ugly. It's not. It's beautiful. And the way of trusting God for our lives is beautiful. It's beautiful. And I recommend it. I recommend it. But you know, it's going to tell you something. It's going to take some growing up. It's going to take some growing up. We need this in our time. We need adults. We need people that can fight the war. We need people that can agree in prayer. We need prayer warriors. We need adults to it. We need people that can stand and say the testimony. We need people that can take over when it needs to take over. Just people that are solid. Been there and done that. And make straight paths for your feet. Lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. I remember Brother Sammons telling me one time that somebody called him from up in New York State, I think it was somewhere, and said, would you please come and pray for me? And he took out in the middle of the night there from West Virginia. The call had come. And he took out. And he said, I know that I was sicker than they was when I left the house. He said, but I got in that car and I started praying. And he said, the Lord met me on the way up there. You know, we can make a lot of excuses, folks. We can do a lot of things. But my burden tonight, and I'm going to leave this little thought with you here. Be willing to grow up and take your place shoulder to shoulder with the saints that went before us, shoulder to shoulder with the saints, be able to say, I'm not going anywhere. If it comes down to just me opening the doors and being the last one here, I'm determined. And we'll grow up to it. And I'm going to stay in this battle. And I'm going to be right here. And I'm going to encourage. And I'm going to inspire. And I'm going to lift up the name of Christ. And I'm going to praise the Lord. And I'm going to be here as an adult. And I'm not going to allow the childish things of humanity to drag me down into a lesser place. You pray for me. I want to be faithful.